too much parakhas, Mitzvah Lovni. Kure Tehenem Vandavim Mukishuan, Vadiloa Vavatichem Vamalach Vifonu. If there's a bite mark in fig, grape, gourd, pumpkins, or melon, or cucumber, and it's possible that that bite mark came from a snake that bit into it, and maybe some of the venom from the snake got into the fruit. Even if you have a very large amount of pressed fig, that it weighs a kikor, which is a very large weight, and there's one bite mark, and that pressed fig, the entire pressed fig would be forbidden as the venom could spread throughout the entire amount. Achad gadol, the achad kadosh. If the snake bites from a fruit, whether the fruit is large or small, it would be forbidden. Echad talus, the echad mechubur, kol sheyesh bo lecha also. Whether the fruit has been picked from the tree or whether it's still attached from the tree, any time there's some moisture in the fruit and there's a bite mark in the fruit that might be from a snake, the fruit is forbidden. There may be a snake bit from it and there's some venom in the fruit, and it would be forbidden because it is a sakana to eat the fruit. An animal that was bitten by a snake is forbidden. You cannot shuck that animal and eat it because it's a sakana nefasha. It's a danger to eat the meat of an animal that's bitten by a snake. Maybe some of the venom from the snake would get into the meat, and when you eat the meat, you would be eating some of that venom. So therefore, the animal is forbidden. A wine strainer is forbidden if it's left uncovered and unguarded. As we've had previously, the wine that is left uncovered and unguarded is forbidden because maybe a snake drank from it and some of the venom of the snake might have got mixed into the wine. And it would be a sakana to drink the wine. Now, if you have a wine strainer which has two utensils, an upper utensil and a lower utensil, and the wine is strained from the upper utensil into the lower utensil. Now, even if the lower utensil is covered, but if the upper utensil is left uncovered and unguarded, the wine would be forbidden. It may be a snake drank from the wine in the upper utensil and some of the venom of the snake got into the wine. Now, even though the wine was strained into the lower utensil, the Tanakhama holds that the strainer would not strain out the venom. The venom would get into the bottom utensil, and therefore you cannot drink the wine, even though it was strained into the bottom utensil. Rabbi Nehemiah Mata. Rabbi Nehemiah would allow you to drink the wine, even though the upper utensil was left uncovered. As according to Rabbi Nehemiah, since the wine was strained into the lower utensil and the lower utensil is covered, the venom would be strained out. The venom would not get into the lower utensil. And therefore, according to Rabbi Nehemiah, the wine would be permitted to be drunk.